Today's shir is Hilchos Sefer. We are holding in Chaf Hey, Sif Hey, discussing how many brachas to make on the tefillin. So first, the Mechaber starts off and says, "Yechavim b'hanachas som." What should you have? What should kavana be when you're putting on the tefillin? Should see Vanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu lehaniach arba parshios elu. Hashem commanded us to wear these four parshios, these four sections of the Torah. Sheish behem yichud shmo v'yitzias Mitzrayim. Discuss the uniqueness, the singularity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, discuss the fact that he took us out of Mitzrayim, al hazra k'neged halev, al harosh k'neged hamoach, on the arm corresponding to the heart, and on the head corresponding to one's brain, their intellect. Why? K'dei shenizkor nisim v'niflo she'asu imanim. This person should remember the miracles and the wonders that Hashem did for us. Shehem morim al yichudo v'asher lo hakoich v'hamemshalo b'elyonu v'tachtonim lasos behem kiritzonu. That show Hashem's singular uniqueness, that He has the ability and the power, both in Shemayim and down here in this world, to do whatever He wants. V'yishaveid l'hakodesh baruch hu haneshama shehi b'moach. And one subjugates their neshama to Hashem, which is inside the moach, the gam halev, and also the emotion, shehu ikar hatayvus, the person's taivus, or your desires, the machshavos, and your thoughts. Uvezeh yizkor habore yamid hanosov. By this, by incorporating the messages of tefillin, thinking about them, you will reduce your taivus and the amount of pleasure you want to get. V'yaniach shel yad techila. First, we put on the arm before the head, v'yivarech lehaniach tefillin. Then you make, again, this is the mechaber, you make one bracha lehaniach tefillin, v'achar kach yaniach al harosh, and then you would put on the head, v'lo yivarech ki'im bracha achas l'shtehem. You only make one bracha on both of them. I remember when I was a senior in high school, I had chicken pox. I could not put on the tefillin shel yad. I could only put on the tefillin shel rosh. So I made a mistake. I thought, I didn't know the halacha. I made a mistake. I was a senior in high school. I thought that lehaniach is for the shel yad and al mitzvah tefillin is for the rosh. So I put on my rosh and I made al mitzvah, but it's wrong. One makes the, if you're only making one bracha, certainly it's lehaniach tefillin, you put that on. Now comes along the Ramah, and for us B'nai Ashkenaz, this is what we do. Yesham levarech al shel rosh, al mitzvah tefillin. We make a second bracha on the head. Afilu lo hivsik bein asayim, even if one didn't have an interruption, v'chein poshet aminig b'v'nei Ashkenaz shmevarchin shtei brachos, and the minig is spread out amongst the b'nei Ashkenaz that we make two brachos. V'tov loimer talmid acher habracha hashniyam, it's good to say after the second bracha, baruch shem kavod malchuso le'olam vo'ed. So let's now try to unpack this a little bit with the Mishnah Berurah. Starts off with Tezvav, Yechavein b'hanach. So what should you think about when you're putting them on? Kosov ha-bach b'simen ches tam lezeh. The Bach writes earlier, and Simen Ches, you remember, was a tzitzis. Midechsiv v'hayilecha le'os al yadcha, it should be a sign for you on your hand. Lema'an, in order that, tia toras Hashem b'ficha, ki b'yadcha zaka hotziyacha. So because it gives a reason for the mitzvah, just like it does by tzitzis and by tefillin and by sukkah, lema'an, we should know why. Say yaraki ikar hamitzvah v'kiyuma tuluya b'kavona shichavim b'shas kiyum hamitzvah. So then the Bach wants to say a chiddush, that the fulfillment of the mitzvah is not just a mechanical act, it's also the kavonas that you have while you're doing it. Because of prima gada mikol makom b'di'eved afila im lo kivein rak l'shem mitzvah bilvad yotza. So if you didn't have this higher level of kavana, thinking about the symbolism and what the parshios contain inside of them, still you put them on. You hadn't done, you're doing a mitzvah. You are yotze. We pass, and we'll learn later on in Hilchos Shema Simen Samach that we hold it on the rice level mitzvah trichos kavana. Okay, continuing now in Tez Zayin, lehaniach arba parshios, v'yesh nohagin machmazeh likros ha'arba parshios la'acher hanachas tefillin. Some will, in the Sidurim, it's printed there, that they will have the parshios in the beginning of the Siddur, before the davening, haynu kadesh v'haya ki yivyecho tishma v'haya im shemua b'lov hachi korin kol yisrael b'shas krishma, because you're going to say two out of the four already in shema, the two again, kadesh and v'haya ki yivyecho are the extra ones. With tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam yoimer kol arba parshios, when they put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, they saw all four. Minhag yafehu, it's a beautiful minhag to do this. Yud zayin techila, that you put on the shel yad first, says the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Berurah, dechsiv ukishartem. It says you should tie them for hader, and then after this v'hayu l'totafos beinecha. So first, the order is when you tie them on your arm, then by the head. Yudches yivarech roitzalomer koidim hahiduk uchli b'chama. Before you actually tie it. Meaning you have your tefillin right there because you want to do the mitzvah over the siyasan, so you have it in position. You don't make it too early while it's still in the bag. It's over the over, but you have it right ready to go before you actually tighten it on your arm. Tefillin. So he says halamid bidogish. There's a dogish on the in lamid al mitzvahs bepatach. It's not mitzvos, mitzvas. So the difference is whether it's loshen yochid or ravim. Shehu loshen yochid. If mitzvas is singular, mitzvos will be plural. V'loyom b'cholom, don't say mitzvos, shehu loshen ravim. Shehare lo niskenoa brocha zu ki'im letzefillin shel rosh bilvad. Because this brocha only goes on the head. K'moshi yisbar b'simen chav. Vav, chayin hechriya roiv rishonim delo kitaz. Okay, we'll see that when we get to chavav. Now in chafalef, toiv lomer, it's good to say the baruch shem kavod machuso afterwards. Mishum cheshash sofik brocha levatala, because maybe this was really a second brocha, was a brocha in vain, which we'll see in a minute. I'll read the Orach HaShulchan, who has questions this, but that's where the Mishnah Berurah is learning. Kemosh Kos b'simin reish vav, that if you have a sofik, or you should say, you know, baruch shem kavod machuso le'elam v'led, veloshu sofik gomer. It's not a real, total sofik. The im kein, echi varach mi sofik brocha levatala. Right? How could you do this? L'chatchil, make a brocha sofik, v'yismoch al shomer baruch shem kavod machuso le'elam v'led, and I'll just make a brocha, and then I'll cover myself. We hold the halacha that you're supposed to be making this. In order to cover yourself, to cover your bases. Any discussion, any questions around here. That's why we do this. Hashal Rosh al Rosh Shokiroi, until you've finished tying it on, because that's when the mice is completed. De'im lochein yehi hefseg bein habracha lehanocha, because if you say Baruch Shem before you've actually tied it on, you made the bracha, but you haven't really put it on yet, and then you spoke, so you shouldn't do that. V'hiyeh bracha zu levatal lebevadai v'tzorech lachzer levarech, you have to go make a new bracha, v'olam nichshol b'zeh. People are they mess up. They don't get this right. So now this idea that we're covering ourselves, I want to read now from in the Orach HaShulchan. He says, V'kosta Rabbeinu, this is Yud Aleph in our Siman. Haramah. Shekein poshet ha-minim k'vnei Ashkenaz, shemvarachin shnei brachos, v'tov lo matalmid achar bracha, shniya baruch shen kvod machus levod. Ad kan l'shem, that's our quote. Mishum chashash, safik bracha levatala, k'mo shekos v'simin reish vav, dikash yotze shem shemayin levatala, yamir baruch shen kvod machus levod vod. Ayin sham. V'eina muvan klal, I don't understand this at all, says the Orach HaShulchan. D'mi monoshach, either way you look at it, it don't make no sense. Im hadavim meruf bebiyadenu, right? If we're not sure what the halacha is, l'chein yom baruch shem kvod machus l'amved, lamlon levorich shtayim, right? Why are you making a second bracha? Levorich achas kedin, kol safik brachos. And like you have a safik, so don't make the bracha. We say, sabal, safik brachos lahakil, don't make the bracha. V'im hadin bor bebiyadenu, if we know clearly you're supposed to be making this, inkein lamlonu laima baruch shem kvod machus l'amved, right? So, mimon shach, if it's not really, if it's a safik, a real safik, don't say it. And if we know that we're supposed to be making the bracha, then why have to say Baruch Shem? Ve'emes ha'levush hishmit zeh. The levush, Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe, eliminates this, doesn't bring this down. Ve'pshuto nuchalam v'kasei pashtes. De'benei ashkenaz p'sika lehu detzorech shnei brachos. We hold that you make two brachos. Rak rabbein ha'ramad, rafya b'yod alasos l'shanos ha'minhag. Right? Yishar. Luchanos minhag iyevshar, right? I'm sorry, they're wrong, right? Changing is impossible. Lechein posel kein lefize mi shelibo nokfo. If a person's really worried deep down, so yach levarich bracha achas, you can make one. Shmanu sheize gedolim hayim hadrin laanos amen bein shel yad v'shel rosh. People be careful to make a hefsek in between the two. V'haya choishim ze lehefsek leinim barat levarich al shel rosh lechol adeus. Because if you did make a bracha, even a Sephardic Jew, if they spoke between the two tefillins, would make a bracha on that. Then he continues in Yud Beis. Lanias daite, according to me, nire da amios baruch shen kvod machuso eino mitam safek bracha. No, that's not why we're saying this, just to cover ourselves. El mitam acher. Va'asha haposkim kosfu shehu mitam ze mikomoko haminag nireli mitam acher dehine kevar dikniku eich efshel levarich shtei brachos al davar echad. How can you make two brachos on one thing anyway? V'yesh v'gam yeshmi sheik she al ikar shitas rabbeinu tam shahar sheninu b'tois efta b'debrachos perek vav kachos rambam perek aleph. Mais was the im mafrish truma utrumas meiser me'er shabbos achas I'm sorry, Ma'aseh Ma'aseh Shein. I read the abbreviation wrong. It's Ma'aseh Shein. You can achas. Bevorach bracha achas lechon. You make one bracha on all these hafrashas truma. Ve'im kein eichi taknu shnei brachas al shnei tefillin. So how could you make two brachas on one tefillin? Yud gimel lechin. Therefore, nearly the brachas al mitzvah tefillin hu bracha hoda'a. The bracha is one of thanks to Hashem, not a birkas ha mitzvah, a bracha of hoda'a. K'mo shekasuv. We're so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this beautiful mitzvah of tefillin. Right? So really, the real ikar is the connection we have to Hashem. Therefore, Shema Yisrael is we're unique. Anu omrim baruch shein kvod machusol le'olam v'ed kimo Yaakov Avinu anakein be'isha hashvatim omrim Shema Yisrael. So he brings, you know what Baruch Shem Kavod is? It's an affirmation of accepting being Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. So beautiful insight. The way the Orach HaShulchan is learning is the reason why we, the Bnei Ashkenaz, say Baruch Shem is not out of a suffix. It's because that's what a Jew's response is when they are Mekabel Hashem's kingship over them. Just like you find by Yaakovinu, just like you find after we say Shema Yisrael. So the Tefillin is a reacceptance of that unique relationship with us. And that's why we say Baruch Shem, not the way that it's necessarily brought down here in the Ramah. Okay, we will Amir Tashem pick it up with Sif Vav tomorrow.